This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. Boomer is out in Indianapolis interviewing his old college roommate, who happens to be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Frank Reich, so he will not be here this morning with us. So Jerry Recco in for Boomer this morning. Good morning, Jerry. What's happening, man?
Greg, what is up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. I was fascinated by the Mets brass on with Mike yesterday for, what, an hour and a half straight with no commercials?
That doesn't 98 happen. 98 minutes.
Man, I tell you. But no commercials. That doesn't happen these days in radio, does it?
No.
So you had Mickey Callaway in there doing his laughing, which a lot of people were picking up on yesterday.
I didn't think it was so bad.
But the Mickey Callaway laughing?
No, I didn't.
Well, it's not bad. It's just Mickey Callaway laughing, which is just very unique.
Yeah, no,
fun.
I know. But talking to Al on the drive-in, that was a big topic, I guess, on social media. So I listened to the first 50 minutes when I got in today. I went back and listened to it. Meh.
Mickey Callaway does like to laugh.
He does. He's a happy guy. But it wasn't like he made an ass of himself.
No, no, no. I thought he was good. I don't know if anybody... I don't know. I did not see that. I did not see people saying he was making an ass out of himself. It was just more like, that's his laugh. It's a funny laugh.
Love his laugh.
And then you had Brody Van Wagenen doing Brody Van Wagenen things, which is a lot of confidence, a lot of positivity. You know, nothing is impossible. And Jeff Wilpon on as well. Now, I've been talking about how I think that Brody Van Wagenen has the capabilities of convincing the Wilpons to do just about anything. And of course, that came up about Harper and Machado. And Brody Van Wagenen said, we're not in on the big guys yet. And we'd have to really do some serious...
Be creative, he said.
Yeah, be creative. Some serious maneuvering to get there under the parameters that we're in. So everybody took that, as they probably should, as highly unlikely that they get in on those two players. And I guess, you know, the thing that I want to know with Jeff Wilpon sitting there is, why is that, right? So I like to, in situations like this where... You know, we had Aaron Boone in. And what do we always say about Aaron Boone? We talk about how he's Brian Cashman's puppet, and Brian Cashman's in his ear telling him what to do, right? So I didn't want to have Aaron Boone in here that day we had him in here and not bring that up, right? I want to give you an opportunity to tell us why we're off base on this. So with Jeff, I would say to him, like, 100% of your fan base believes that you are cheap and you don't want to go in on these players because of money. So tell me why... They're wrong. So you've got, and I present them this too, you've got now the top three players on your payroll. You're not even paying their full salary. Robinson Cano, money coming off of that from the Seattle
Mariners.
They are
paying, but in fairness, they're paying most of it.
But okay, but that...
They got $20 million.
But Jerry, my point still holds that the top three guys on your payroll, that number, when we look it up on SpotTrack, is not the number that the Mets are paying. Yoenis Cespedes, there's insurance coming back on that contract.
Yes.
David Wright, still on the books. There's insurance coming back on that contract. And you just traded two guys in Jay Bruce and Swarzak who were making some money to be able to recoup that early on in the first couple of years of this Cano deal. So the rest of these guys, you haven't paid your Cy Young Award winner yet. You got arbitration guys all over the place. Young players all over the place. Why is it? Now, if I would have heard the answer from Jeff Wilpon that, well, you know, $300 million, $400 million player, we don't think that these guys fit our team with that type of number. And there may be one day a $350 million player out there that we're comfortable in signing. Then I would say, okay, that's a good answer. But I just don't, these parameters that I'm hearing, like Brody was selling me on the everything is possible and we've got a bunch of negativity around here, and I could do whatever I want, but then there's still these parameters. We're a long way away from Madoff, you know?
Oh, for sure. But I really didn't take it the way you're saying. I didn't walk away listening to them saying, it's never happening. Here's what I took from it. They're not going to give out a 10-year, $400 million contract. I thought more of it as we're going to sit back and see what the market is. Like, why would you jump in? Right now, I haven't read that either player has a deal on the table.
No.
From everything I'm reading, Manny Machado has got no offers yet, and Bryce Harper, I do not believe, has an offer yet, even though Scott Boras said they've made their decision. I think he said that a month ago or so, and yet nothing's been made. So why would you jump in on a 10-year, $325 million offer when you'd be essentially bidding against yourself? Now, if the market is going to show that, let's say, a month from now, neither guy is signed, maybe you can jump in at a 6 or 7 year deal, which makes a lot more sense financially in terms of the long term and short term as well. So I think it's more about gauging the market, seeing where they're at before you go up and you give this monster contract that nobody else is giving, at least not now.
Sure, and that's smart, and I can't disagree with that, but it just seemed to me, and I guess because even though I've been a lot more positive about this offseason with the Mets the last couple of days, I still have that built-in cynicism when it comes to what they're going to do or not do. When I heard that answer, it was basically like, I'm Brody Van Wagenen, who doesn't shut the door on anything.
Correct.
But come on, please. I mean, my boss is Jeff here. Let's get real. We know what the deal is. Like, that's the way I took it. You're telling me that it would not be a shock to you if the Mets eventually at some point got in on those guys.
No, I wouldn't be shocked at all. I don't think they're getting in now, and I don't think they would be the first one to go offer that big monster contract. But like I said, when the market starts to show itself, and I guess it started to a little bit with Corbin, but until we see Machado or Harper have offers on the table, the Mets are not going to be the first team in.
No, I don't expect them to be, but
right.
And I never did. I just want them to be in the conversation. And
I think they will be.
And I felt like they stepped away from that yesterday. That's what I felt. Don't expect us to be in on that conversation. And Brody Van Wagenen's a guy who is never going to say never. He has said that many times. But it was sort of, to me, like, this is the message. Don't expect us to be in on those discussions. But maybe, you know, and I'm still going to hold out hope because there's one man in America that can convince Jeff and Fred to go out there
and
do
them.
That.
Yeah.
And that's Brody Van Wagenen. But the thing that has to happen is exactly the way you laid it out. Like the Dodgers, who, by the way, there was some documents that were leaked out of there that said that they want to stay under the luxury tax, and people got all freaked out about that. So if they do hold to that, they're not going to be in on Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. The New York Yankees, I don't know what the hell they're going to be in on. They're going to be a big wild card. But then there's the Phillies, right?
Sure.
And this is what's got to drive Jeff, Fred, and Brody nuts. And this is the message that Brody needs to continue to sell to the Wilpons that I think he's trying to do, is we can't sit here and be a New York team. We've got New York on the jersey, New York in the name, and watch the Washington Nationals in our own division, watch the Philadelphia Phillies in our own division, in a non-cap sport. Yes, the luxury tax matters, but still in a non-cap sport, operate with bigger boy britches than we have on. Can't happen, you know?
Well, and again, until I see it happen, I'm not going to go nuts.
Already happened with
yesterday
Corbin.
Yesterday wasn't great. Yeah, but the Mets weren't in on Patrick Corbin.
I know, but I'm just saying they're spending money. They're spending crazy money.
Yeah.
And the Phillies will too.
But I don't feel like the Mets got beat. Matter of fact, the Mets went and got Edwin Diaz when the Phillies were trying to get him.
Sure.
So they kind of one-up them there. But in terms of the two big guys, I don't think, I'm going to be way wrong on this, I don't think either of these guys will be signed mid-January, late January. I think it's going to take a while. I mean, I'm looking at the list. And I actually printed out. I wrote a list of these available free agents.
Sure.
Do you have any idea what kind of money these guys are going to get?
Well, it's going to be... So this is why this year going into it is more confusing than others, because last year was just so strange and abnormal, the offseason. And then this year, you look around, you see similar names that you had out there last year, and you're attaching numbers to them. Like, for example, the Yu Darvish deal, the Patrick Corbin deal, that was sort of a baseline there. AJ Pollock is going to look along the lines of Dexter Fowler. So you kind of have ideas there. But there's other guys like Harper and Machado, you have no idea how the market's going to respond to them. And there's a bunch of other guys in there that are total wild cards as well. So I guess my answer is, like, there's certain guys I have baselines on, but most of them I'm clueless on.
Like, if I told you right now, I mean, the thinking has been forever that Machado and Harper were going to get 10-year deals from between $300 and $400 million. If I told you we were sitting here on March 31st or whatever opening day is, April 1st, whatever it might be, and that they were playing on contracts of, let's say, 6 years, $210, would you be stunned?
No, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be. But I also think that if you look around, the teams that feel like they're in it have been really, really aggressive this year.
So for sure.
I don't think that you're going to see a team waiting around, and then there's only one left that's willing to pay him that money. I think eventually you're going to have a couple of teams bidding against each other to drive those numbers
up. I also think, too, if they don't get either of these two guys, and the chances are they're probably not, I think they will be at some point somehow in it. I don't think they'll get either of the two. I also don't think you need either of the two to become a winning team again. I really don't. I mean, when you look at the pitching they have and some of the moves they can make and some of the available free agents, the Mets can become a very good baseball team without, you know, all of a sudden hanging themselves at a $40 million a year clip for one player.
Sure.
You know, because that's the other side of this. If you end up doing something like that, and I'll be the first one to say, go get Manny Machado. I've been on that, and I'll more so than Harper, believe it or not. I'd much prefer Manny Machado here.
I believe it.
If you do that, think about the way this team has spent money. If you're all of a sudden saddled with a guy, now you've already got Cespedes at $29 million for this year coming up, and I know the insurance money will kick in and they'll get some back, and Jeff did say yesterday that will get funneled back in.
They're going to reinvest. Yeah.
They will reinvest the money, so that was good to hear. All of a sudden, you get a guy, let's say they give him 8 years, $240 million. That's a big number that you have to sit there and look at if, in fact, he got hurt, if, in fact, he didn't play up to his capability. All I'm saying is there's two sides to this. I would get him. I'm being very clear about that. I would take the chance and I would go get Manny Machado because I think he's that good. But I do understand the other side of it, saying we got burned on Cespedes with the injuries, right? Right. We gave him the big contract. The back went out. We got burned there. I mean, it's happened to them repeatedly. There are different ways to build a team. Look at the Oakland A's.
Sure.
And I'm not saying I want them to do that, but there are other ways to do this without getting the top two guys on the market.
Yeah, right. But I think with Brody, there's a couple of different things here. With Brody, he has shown that he is not a guy that's willing to wait and be patient. And that could hurt them in the end. It could be the old Nick syndrome. And I know it's hard to compare the two sports where, you know, they refuse to really tear it down for year after year after year. And Brody wants to reload. And we're going to go get that guy. And we're not going to wait around. And I want to win or be competitive for year after year after year. And one thing that came across yesterday in some of his other interviews is he likes to have a core there under control.
Which I love.
For many years.
Yeah.
So you can reload and come back and just add pieces. So he would look at a guy like that, even though it's a big number, as I've got this guy on my team who's 26, 25 years old, who has this type of production that I can add to the core. There's nothing wrong with that. So I think that the way he wants to build a team is going to be different than the way the Rays and the A's build teams. So to keep that
in mind,
but I also, I would have loved, even if it didn't include Harper or Machado, I shouldn't say love, I would have been okay with and liked the trading Realmuto, then replacing one of the outfielders in that deal with AJ Pollock and hoping that he stays healthy. So that would have been fine. But this Realmuto deal, this is something that I think is a long shot.
I wouldn't do it.
This is a long shot.
You've got Wilson Ramos out there and you've got Yasmani Grandal. You don't have to give up anything to get them. I don't understand why that is not more of the focus. I really don't. And the idea, AJ Pollock, I mean, I keep hearing this name.
Well,
he doesn't stay healthy.
I know.
And even so, and I get it that it's mostly fantasy baseball than it is actually watching him. I'm not going to sit there and tell you I've watched him every day because I haven't. But we've taken it enough. He's a nice player. He's not great. You look at his numbers. He had one big season.
Right.
He's an average outfielder. Maybe he's a great defender. Okay, fine. You know what? Billy Hamilton's a great defender. You can get him for cheap. And when he gets on base, he'll be at third base in a blink because he steals bases and makes amazing plays in the outfield.
Is that a guy, though, is an everyday guy in your lineup, though? That's the problem with a guy like him. It's like, you know, National League potentially. But with Pollock, you're right. So he had like an MVP-type season. What was that, all the way back in like 2014?
Three, four years ago.
Yeah, so, and then, but the injuries he's had, are not like the Jose Reyes injuries where they're recurring with muscles. I think one of them was a groin.
Repeatedly for him.
But he broke a couple bones.
Whatever. This is a team that can't get away from guys that get hurt, so let's go get a guy that's get hurt. That makes no sense.
I know.
And he's not that good. He's not great. Excuse me.
He's a good player. Right. But I also, he's one of these guys I feel like fits the Brody world, you know, other than the health thing, obviously, which is a big question, but he's that type of ball player, you know, like positive hustle type of guy like that. Someone who can do, you know, five tool, not just one tool guy, whatever. So, you know, I don't know. I'd much rather go somewhere else. I just think that would be an upgrade for them and they wouldn't be spending as much money because they got a lot of other holes to fill.
If he plays.
Right. Sure.
Like, give me projected numbers. You sign AJ Pollock. Amazingly enough, he gets you 600 at bats. Plays every day, which hasn't happened in years, by the way. What are you getting from him? Go ahead, go. What do you think?
Well, what are you getting from him? You're talking
Give me numbers.
You want his numbers as a New York Met.
Yeah.
All right. How about guy hits 280?
No.
He's not going to hit
280. I don't think he's hit 2. I got to go back and look. He hasn't.
All right. So how about he hits 270?
Okay.
Guy hits 268 to 275.
Right.
All right. This guy...
Driving in 100 runs? He hasn't.
85.
Uh-huh. How many home runs?
20 to 25.
Okay. He really hasn't done that either in the last few years.
Well, yeah, because he hasn't had played enough games.
Wow.
But you just told me if he stays...
That's it, though.
But you can't give me a scenario where you say if he stays healthy and then uses his injuries.
Because my point is, that's the best case scenario.
Right.
He stays healthy, you get 270, 20, and 80. How much are you paying for that?
Well, that's the thing. Is he going to get a deal where it gets up to $80 million? And no, I'm not in on it.
But sign Marwin Gonzalez.
Right, and that guy could do a lot of different things.
My point is there's other ways to go here.
Sure. No, I get it. And that's not the only way that Brody said he's going to go. He just mentioned that he was sort of in on it. I mean, listen, this is what happens when we get into these discussions about certain players is, you know, if you like the player, then you can come up with all sorts of reasons why he can fit. And if you don't, there's never the perfect player out there. It just doesn't exist. So, you know, for the Mets, they want to upgrade and they want to upgrade with good baseball players. And if they could bring in an AJ Pollock and he stays healthy, that's going to be an upgrade for him. It is.
It just, to me, signals trouble when you're talking about bringing in a guy who's had trouble staying on the field to an organization that's had trouble keeping guys on the field.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, listen.
And I know Brody hasn't been here, but he kind of has because his clients have been here.
Right, sure, but also, I mean, it really doesn't matter. Like a guy like Todd Frazier, who is never on the DL, shows up, puts a Mets uniform on, and he spends half the year on the DL.
You're right.
So it's like, it's not like
True. You
can project these
That's
things.
Fair.
So, I mean,
that's
I just...
Fair.
I just think that he's going to continue to be active, but this path right now that we have seen with the Realmuto trade and then filling one of the holes with a guy, I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know because it seems like that asking price from the Marlins is just really prohibitive.
And rightly so, because it doesn't seem like they're all that – they certainly weren't interested in getting rid of him last year, and it was his agent that came out and said, we got to get out of here in the offseason again or towards the end of the season. So they're kind of being forced to trade him, but only if they get what they want.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network. Jerry in for Boomer this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.